Warning! What you are about to hear is guaranteed to move you out of your comfort zone towards higher ground. You have just one attempt at life. Live it on purpose, not by accident. For a person to be without complete and accurate knowledge is not good. Therefore, you are invited as you listen to the senior pastor, Daystar Christian Center, and presenter, Success Power, Reverend Sam Adeyemi.
Our operation this morning is titled Anointing for Territorial Victory. We are receiving the power of God for the fulfillment of the word that He gave us for this year. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, we have the anointing of Saul. Samuel the prophet pours oil on Saul's head and makes certain prophetic utterances in Saul's life, and that day Saul's life experienced a dramatic change. But what led to this encounter? Saul and his father's servant were searching for donkeys that had been lost. The story is in chapter 9. Some donkeys had been lost. And they began to search. And the Bible describes how they searched and searched, went through the mountains of Ephraim, went through the land of Shalim, went through the land of Zuf, went through the land of the Benjamites. How they searched and searched and searched, but could not locate these donkeys. And you see, the truth is, all of us are also searching. All of us are searching. There are things we need to fulfill destiny. Some of us are searching for good health. In this service, you will find it. Good health. Some are searching for accommodation. Some are searching for jobs. Some want admission. Some want success in academics. Some of us need husbands. Some are searching for wives. Some are searching for children. Some searching for promotion, for progress. Some is just peace of mind. Their minds are in turmoil. Okay? Some are searching for joy. Some, their marriage is in crisis. They're searching for peace in their marriage. Okay? We're searching for different things. Some are searching for breakthrough in business. Whichever way. Everybody is searching for something. Okay? And I guess everybody is searching for money. Am I right? All of us need money. Some don't. I do. I can make do with some more. The interesting thing is these people searched and searched. They could not get any. Until the servant said to Saul, before we go home, because Saul said, let's go back home. Or else my father will begin to worry about us. The servant said, sir, hold on. There is a man of God in this city. He is a honorable man. Whatever he says comes to pass. Let's go to him. He will show us the way. I find this story quite interesting. But it is just typical of human nature to try to resolve the issues of our lives with our own ability. And the earlier you realize that God never designed for you to fulfill your destiny through your human ability, the better for you. Most people don't realize it. It's good for you to go to school, but excuse me, your certificate is not enough to fulfill your destiny. There is nothing God has invested in human nature that has the capacity to fulfill man's destiny without God. Nothing. So I have a feeling these people ended where they should have started from.
service
marks that turning point in somebody's life.
Yeah. No more fruitless efforts. No more wasted energy. No more wasted resources.
In effect, what the servant was saying was, sir, there's a man of God in this city, a prophet. There is a contact point with the supernatural in this city. You see, as sinful as man became, God still ensured that he kept people in each generation who were contact points with the supernatural. It's like the story of the woman, the widow in 2 Kings chapter 4, whose husband died, and the creditors came to take her two sons to be slaves. She ran to Elisha the prophet. The issue was resolved. I said, for God's sake, why didn't her husband run to Elisha like that when he was around? He was now owing so much money, he delegated debt. That was the legacy that he left behind for his wife and children. Why didn't he have enough gumption to do that? And he was supposed to be a son of the prophet. Hanging around the anointing is no guarantee you will connect with it. It is your sense of value that determines the flow of grace towards you. Okay? Samuel had been in that city all the while you were struggling. Until the servant said, look, there is the supernatural here. If the natural can't handle it, let's go and meet him. I have tried to resolve issues in my life through natural ability before. Now I have tasted the grace of God. I'm telling you, I don't want to live one day without grace anymore. It's a world of difference. The difference is so vast. Because by the time Saul met Samuel, he now discovered that what was waiting for him through supernatural ability was more than what he was looking for. This year, God will surprise you. I'm doing today what I was not trained to do. I'm doing today what I was not taught to do. I'm doing today what I never thought I would do. That's what God's supernatural ability does in you. And when the servant of Saul said that, Saul said, hold on. That's in 1 Samuel 9, verse 7. He said, but look, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread in our vessels is all gone. And there's no present to bring to the man of God. What do we have? Interesting. What are we going to take to demand? Everyone who is a student of the supernatural must eventually come across this law. It is the law of seed faith. Seed faith. Seed faith. Or we call it the law of exchange. That when you want a flow towards you from the spirit realm, you learn to sow something into the supernatural to provoke the flow. It's the law of cause and effect. People in Bible times understood that. Abraham understood it. In Genesis 14, he did it. He was coming from the battle where he had rescued Lot, his wife and all his goods, and all the people that were taken away. While he was coming, he met this priest that was described as the king of Salem, Melchizedek. In Hebrews 7, Apostle Paul described what happened. He said this Melchizedek had a reputation that he had neither father nor mother. There's no human being like that. There was never a human being like that. It was an appearance of Christ before he was born into this world. It's called Christophany in theology. It was Christ coming to meet Abraham. The Bible says that this Melchizedek was carrying bread and wine. When Abraham met him, the Bible says that Abraham gave him 10% of the goods that he got from the battle. And the Bible says that Melchizedek gave him the bread and the wine and blessed him. It was an exchange, sir. Because that was Christ in manifestation. What Abraham gave was material. What he got was spiritual.
But that spiritual thing that he got had the power to attract the material into his life.
The power of God. It's the law of exchange. 1 Kings 17. Elijah the prophet meets the widow of Zarephath. He says, "Woman, give me water to drink and make some food for me." The woman protested. The woman protested and said, "No, that's the last we have to eat. That's the last piece of food we have to eat. And then myself and my son will die." Elijah said, "Hold on, woman. I'm not talking to you like a natural person. I'm talking supernaturally. You do it. I'm trying to get you on the spiritual plane. You do it. When you do it," he said, "you see, that store of food, that little food you say you have in your store, it will never finish. That piece of oil will never finish." He said, "What is it?" She ran, she did it, she got exactly that result. It's the law of seed faith. Jesus looked at the crowd with compassion. The Bible says in John 6:6, he knew in himself what to do to feed them. He was asking, "What do we have around here?" Until Andrew came and said, "There's a boy here that has 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Why did Jesus need 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes? He had to operate this principle. Use something in the natural to provoke the spiritual. God says in Malachi 3:10, he said, "Prove me. Prove me." You see, if it was not a law, he would not have needed to take anything from you. Then he would just have gone ahead to bless. He said, "But you prove me. You activate this thing. Let's see whether it will work or not. Bring your tithes and offerings into the storehouse." He said, "And see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour a blessing to you." So I want to ask that this year, this is one law you must learn to operate, the law of seed faith. You're trusting God for something, sow a specific seed towards it. Label that seed. I'm trusting God for a house of my own. Trusting God for a husband. I'm trusting God for a wife. Amen. Somebody says, sow seed for husband. The earlier you sow it, the better. It's better to get a supernatural husband than to get fine bubble that will beat you when he gets to the house. Amen. In my former pastorate, when I was trusting God for a car, you know, it's interesting. This particular year, I said, "God, my faith is on the line." It was 1991. I'm trusting you for a my own. It was ridiculous. But I did it. And I remember the evening of 1st January, or was it 2nd January now? I went to speak somewhere. And somebody came to me. He said, "Sir, while you were preaching, the Holy Spirit told me you are getting a car this year. And he said that I should sow towards that car." He said, "So symbolically, I want to do what the Holy Spirit showed me." He said, "Take the key. See, my bunch of keys. Symbolically, that's the key to your car." He said, "And the Holy Spirit said I should buy back my keys. And so all the money I have on me now is 5 naira. So, sir, please take the 5 naira. Let me collect my keys back. But at least you have collected your car keys prophetically." And I did. And wisdom told me that 5 naira be my prophetic car key, that I should not spend it. I sold it. I sold it to God. Amen. Towards the end of the year now, a lady just approached me and said, "Sir, Daddy in heaven said I should buy you a car, but I don't have naira enough to give you. So this is a check for £3,000 sterling. At that time now, pastor was not yet going to London. So I gave someone the check who was going to London. He helped me to cash it and brought back my £3,000. Amen. Spiritual things work. I believe in the supernatural. Perhaps there's someone here who has not tasted that level before. This year, you'll be smiling by December. You will taste the power of God. So the day I went to search for a car, the one that I saw that really looked like it, that time, the £3,000 sterling was changed into £100,000. And the car that I saw was £155,000 after negotiations. So one of my associates who went with me said, Reb, don't worry about the money. This is the one you like. This is the one you are getting. Leave the rest to me. So he went to church, called a few people together, okay, and told them, I want to raise an additional 55,000 to get pastor's car. I want you to sow to it. And one of the people he called was Sister Nike. Okay? Then Sister Nike. Right. So when they were asked to sow, she pledged 1,000 naira. Then the pastor said, why only 1,000? He said, I'm a youth copper. That's my whole allowance. He said, that's a sacrificial gift. So she sold 1,000 and reaped the car plus the owner. Hey! When you are stingy, you can miss destiny. So this year, seed faith, that's what I'm talking about. Sow for your husband, sow for your wife, sow for your children, sow for a business, sow to tap grace. Amen. So, as we anoint with oil this morning, in 1 Samuel 10, verse 1, Samuel said to Saul, is it not because the Lord has anointed you commander over his inheritance? Wonderful. Someone who was looking for donkeys and couldn't locate simple donkeys, he was now given authority over human beings in a whole country. That's God's supernatural ability. I don't know what you've been looking for, but the extent of your struggles and your previous failures do not in any way correlate with what God is capable of doing through your life. This morning, as the oil touches you, the power of God elevates you, changes your level of authority, and gives you command over his inheritance. Did I hear you say amen? The same industry where you were searching for a job you could not get, you will be part of the owners. Amen. One of the controllers of that line of industry in this country. Can someone who has been trying to buy a car but could not afford it eventually own a car manufacturing factory? That's what's happening this morning. They said you were looking for clothes. You will make clothes. He said, God has anointed you commander. You see, what determines your result is your level of authority. There's a level at which you speak, nothing happens. Because there's no power in your voice. And there's another level at which you speak and the whole city moves. Today, as this oil touches you, you become a city mover. I said you become a city mover. T.D. Jakes preached woman thou art lost. Nobody had. Then something happened. He preached it. One person was there saying, put him on TV. Or invited him to a conference. At the conference, the owner of a TV station was there. Say, put him on TV. Boom. A church that he had been pastoring for almost 20 years. 350 people. 350. Even after the boom came, they grew to 700. Then the Holy Spirit said, move. One day he was preaching that God can relocate you. When he finished the sermon, the Holy Spirit said, you are the one I was talking about. You were preaching, it's you I was talking about. Move from West Virginia. He landed in Dallas. 2 years, 12,000. I don't know what you have been looking for. This year, what you will find will be bigger than what you've been searching for.
Then he said to him in verse 2, when you have departed from me today, you will find two men by Rachel's tomb in the territory of Benjamin at Zelzah, and they will say to you, the donkeys which you went to look for have been found. Was it not so difficult to look for those donkeys? Now, without any effort at all on the part of Saul and his father's servant, the donkeys were located. See, the things you've been looking for, they know where you are. They've just been avoiding you. But there's something that can enter your life and they will begin to run in your direction. All the fish in the sea conspired to avoid Peter and his friends one night until Jesus showed up, deposited the revelation. When Peter went back, the fish came back. Said, now you have the thing that we respect. Rushed into his net. When he pulled the thing, the boat was sinking. Same river, same sea, where they couldn't catch fish before. I said, this year, there will be dramatic changes in your life. The very place where you tried, nothing moved. This year, at the wave of your hand, this will move. It will be a year of pleasant surprises. This will work for you that never worked for you before. People will run around for you this year. Who didn't run around? The very people who told you no last year will turn around and say yes this year. They frowned their faces at you last year. This year they will smile at you and welcome you. In the name of Jesus Christ, this year will be a season of good news for you. They will soon come to announce the donkeys you are looking for have been found. Whatever you lost, as the oil touches you this morning, take it back. I terminate every sickness. Get your health back. Get your health back. Get your health back. Get your hearing back. Get your seeing back. Get your walking back. In the name of Jesus Christ. They carried one young man. He had just died. The son of the widow of Nain. Carrying him. Everybody was wailing, crying. When Jesus met that party, he said, hold it. And he said, put that boy down. And he said to the woman, don't cry. Tonight, this anointing tops every tear of sorrow. In the name of Jesus Christ, get your husband back. As this oil touches you, get your wife back. Get your marriage back. Get your business back. Get your job back. Get your finances back. Get your academic destiny back. In the name of Jesus Christ. He says, when you move on from there, you will meet some men. One will be carrying bread, the other one young goat, the other one skin of wine. They will greet you and give you those two loaves of bread. I believe in supernatural provision. I believe in supernatural provision. Poverty in Africa is a spirit. It is not a natural phenomenon. Stop fighting it with your natural ability. It is a spirit. And when God's grace entered my life, I broke through the yokes of poverty. This year, receive power. To create wealth where there has been no wealth. This year, supernatural wealth will open up to you. New sources of financial supply. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Then he said to him, as you move on, you will meet some prophets of God coming down. Just prophesy over yourself. It's the dawn of a new day. Going out in power. Going out with grace. Going out with anointing. Going out with supernatural wisdom. This year, I cannot be stranded with the power of God operating in my life. That exam that I failed before, shame on that exam. The last time I failed is the last time I will ever fail the rest of my life. I go now with the power of God. Where my natural ability fails, the power of God will make it. The doors of nations are being opened for people here this morning. You touch yourself and begin to prophesy. Just prophesy the territories that you see God helping you to possess this year.